In an effort to combat homelessness and help residents burdened by housing costs, Phoenix leaders approved new policy initiatives. The goal is to create or preserve 50,000 affordable housing units by 2030. Yesterday, the city council unanimously approved 9 initiatives they think will help Phoenix reach that goal. KGAZ's Christina Estes has been following the issue over the last few years and is with me now. Christina, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So before we get into some of these initiatives, let's recap what the city means by affordable housing. When we talked last month, you shared some of these eye-opening numbers.
Sure. Phoenix defines affordable housing as spending no more than 30% of your monthly income on housing and utility costs. Households spending more than 30% are considered housing cost burdened.
And so how many households in Phoenix are considered housing cost burdened?
Almost 200,000. That's out of 555,000 households. Overall, Phoenix says 36% of households, that includes renters and homeowners, are cost burdened.
Last time we talked, you mentioned 46% of Phoenix households are considered either low income, very low income, or extremely low income based on federal guidelines.
Yes, and I want to clarify, when the city uses income levels, they'll refer to them as Phoenix, but the numbers actually apply to the metro area. It's based on what the Housing and Urban Development Department calls area median income, and it actually includes Maricopa and Pinal County, so it's not just the city of Phoenix.
Okay, give us an example of a low-income household.
A household of 4 would be considered extremely low, very low, or low if the annual income was anywhere from zero up to $58,300.
Now, Christina, we're not going to run through all 9 policy initiatives that were approved yesterday. We do have them up on our website, though, kjzz.org, for listeners to check out. So what stood out to you?
Well, what stood out to me is Phoenix's landscape is going to change. I cover council meetings, and some of the most heated agenda items revolve around housing. I'm talking about affordable housing, apartment complexes to single-family infill projects to really big subdivisions. While Phoenix has many apartment complexes, it's predominantly a community of single-family homes, and that's going to change. One of the initiatives focuses on changing zoning regulations so it's easier and cheaper to add density.
For many years, we've heard it's not profitable for developers to build housing for lower-income households. How will these new initiatives address that?
One initiative calls for creating a scoring matrix for multifamily housing projects and giving priority to projects that are near resources and amenities like light rail.
You've reported on pushback from some neighbors near 19th Avenue light rail line. They have said, we have enough affordable housing units here. We'd like to see some market rate.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this matrix process plays out. Some of the residents along 19th Avenue felt light rail was bad for their neighborhoods, and calls to police appeared to validate their concerns. There were more complaints about trespassing, loitering, and shoplifting around the platforms. And so when developers moved in with lower income projects because they got tax breaks for building near light rail, some of the neighbors were frustrated. They may take some comfort, though, in what Councilmember Carlos Garcia said during yesterday's meeting.
And what did he say?
He said affordable housing is needed, and it's needed across the city.
Christina, another initiative would lead Phoenix's planning department to create a team that focuses on affordable housing projects, right?
Yes, just like they have a team that focuses on downtown projects, the Planning and Development Department says the affordable housing team would be able to streamline the process and help speed up projects.
Another initiative calls for redeveloping city-owned land with mixed-income housing. What would that look like?
Well, we don't yet know, but Phoenix says other cities have added housing to city-owned parcels that already have things like community and senior centers.
And there's also a marketing initiative. Tell us about that.
Phoenix will create marketing materials to spread the word about the need for different types of housing and debunk what it says are common myths about lower-income housing. It includes a glossary of terms to use like affordable housing and workforce housing, and terms to avoid like the homeless and transient.
KJZZ's Christina Estes, thank you.
You're welcome.